is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Next on News for the Soul, Light Body Healing with Dr. Lara. Dr. Lara is a functional medicine health coach, an advanced practice clinical pharmacist specialist, master intuitive healer and channel, and international teacher and speaker on a mission to empower you to take an active role in your healing journey to achieve holistic health mastery of the mind, body, and spirit. Dr. Lara combines energy medicine with functional medicine to facilitate healing at the root level. Call in now to speak with Dr. Lara today. 646-595-4274. 646-595-4274. Please welcome Dr. Lara back to News for the Soul.
Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Light Body Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Lara May, and today I have with me Justin Franzen. He is an athleticism performance coach and founder of athleticism.com and emfrock.com. He is the author of Athleticism, Whole Body and Whole Brain plus Whole Brain equals Performance. In his over 25 years, Justin does nerve work for sports performance with amateur and professional athletes in most major sports. He successfully treats concussions quickly. Knowing that everything has resonance, Justin uses light, sound, frequency, and vibration to facilitate healing and performance. About a decade ago, he saw his athletes breaking down from wearable technology and looked to nature to solve this man-made electricity and EMF challenge. His EMF Rocks grounding bags are sold at doctor clinics across the country. The grounding bags are the leading natural protection for helping people coexist with EMF and get a deeper sleep. Welcome. I'm really excited to talk about this with you today.
Thank you, Dr. Lara, for having me on.
So tell us a little bit about your story and your evolution. I would like to start there with, you know, how you sort of, you know, I'm sure at some, you probably started as an athlete, but how you grew into this being an EMF expert.
Yes, I did, and I got hurt, and so I wanted to help people achieve their dreams and started athleticism.com about 25 years ago. Actually, we're in our 25th year now at a Scripps clinic in La Jolla working with amateur and professional athletes for sports performance, just out of the box training, sensory and motor nerve work for performance, ambidexterity training. And what I saw throughout that time frame was this increased proliferation of non-native EMFs and with closer proximity to our body. And then I saw it really affecting the athletes. And I knew I had to figure out how to solve this for our athletes because I knew it was only getting worse, which it really has. And so we looked in nature to do it. And so about a decade ago, started diving into it and looking to nature to solve the challenge and started emfrocks.com more recently. And our grounding bags are the leading natural protection, EMF protection products sold through doctor clinics across the country.
Okay. So my first question is, can you tell us a little bit about how you saw it manifesting in your athletes and like what symptoms or how was it presenting?
Definitely. We had one of the strongest, fittest endurance athletes come through the program, and his whole arm was going weak. And he's like, Justin, my arm's weak. What do I do about it? And I'm like, okay, well, get the radiation off your wrist. That's basically a router on your wrist of a smartwatch.
Yeah.
And so he did that. He got it off, and the pain went away right away. And then the strength started to restore really quickly without me doing anything. And so that was the aha moment for me because I was the last guy to get a cell phone and knew that this stuff was so different, but I didn't know how to explain it, but I just knew it wasn't enhancing, but that was literally the aha moment. But from there on, we've seen cognitive challenges with them, and guys will be like, oh, playing pickleball with my family, and I tore my Achilles or pulled this muscle. Just the list goes on and on as far as ailments that I had seen. And there was no real reason why anyone should break down at that level other than the fact that they were being inundated from this invisible stressor of non-native waveforms.
Okay, so let's go a little bit deeper into that. So what is that, non-native waveforms?
That is a waveform that is, we call it EMFs. They're electromagnetic fields or frequencies. They can be native through cosmic, you know, forces. Every existing living organism has a resonance to it, and those would be native waveforms and resonances. And then the non-natives would be the man-made ones that are one-directional waveforms, so they don't work. All electricity, all dirty electricity, and all wireless signals have a one-directional waveform. And they're really made 10 zeros faster than we're made. So it ends up being a major challenge for our body to deal with.
Okay, so do these non-native waveforms, do they run through us, or do they like hit our natural field and like screw, like bounce it off, or like, or is it both? I don't know. Do we know that yet?
That's a great question, Dr. Lara. They do both, I feel. And Bruce Lipton will talk about your health lies in your chi.
Mm-hmm.
And our chi is the resonance of our body. Ironically, goes out about 6 feet around us. And so that's our energy field. So if someone's right in your face, you're like, hey, get away from me. You're in my space. That's our energy field. So we have comfort levels of proximity when dealing with people to that. And what happens with this EMF stuff is we can get stuck EMF toxicity in that biofield. And Bruce Lipton will say your health lies in your chi.
Mm-hmm.
The chemistry in your body is secondary, because without energy, you can't create chemistry. So that's why he says it. So we have a study done on people's waveforms, and I'll get into that in a little bit. But the chi is one of the biggest things you could do. The cool thing, we'll get into these grounding bags later too, but we use them as a self-home care protocol to detox that biofield, which is amazing. It's one of the most incredible self-home care protocols, where you literally hold it, tap on the bag, it'll 10x your energy because it's detoxing your biofield, and then you can locally direct it to recharge your eyes, the teeth, your thymus, which is your upper chest, and then your intestinal area below your belly button. Those are the four areas that get decharged internally. So you can recharge your body battery and flush your external with getting grounded by nature, especially through our bags. And now let's dive in a little internally. There's also times where people can get internal stuck EMF. So we use a really simple protocol with bentonite clay, a protease, which is a proteolytic enzyme, a digestive enzyme, and then apple cider vinegar. And the three of those will help flush any stuck toxicity internally. So it's a combination of both. And real quickly, Dr. Martin Paul talks about the voltage-gated calcium channels being disrupted from low level all the way to high level EMF. So what happens, that's your mitochondria gateway for your cell. That's the energy gateway to the cells. So if positive calcium goes into a negative cell, we're going to in turn have cell and DNA damage, which will be a secondary effect from the vibration of the EMF affecting that voltage-gated channel. So we get both affected in both ways.
Out there, our body is filled with these ion gated channels. They can be calcium, sodium, potassium, you know, and the chloride is usually the negative complement, you know, to some of these channels too. But So if the EMF is messing with our ion-gated channels, that's actually huge, huge implications, I would think, for our general health and all of the different functions that it could be interfering with. Okay. Right. Wow. Okay. That's sort of blowing my mind at the moment.
Let me second on that. The other challenge is the 2.45 gigahertz, which is the same bandwidth as our cell phones, destructures water. So we're really broadcasting waveforms that dehydrate us and our planet. And so that's a huge challenge. So if you're not keeping your fascia hydrated, your body hydrated, you're going to see that glue factory set in as we age. You're going to see just an epidemic proportion of dehydration in the body. So make sure we get our silica to add that in there to keep that hydration. Make sure you're getting the pure water sources to boost your hydration and drinking plenty of it. That's the other big thing. And then it goes into the cognitive challenges and then more of the non-trauma concussion symptoms, and then the cancers and suicides and diabetes and Alzheimer's and cardiovascular and lack of fertility. So those are the different levels of what, when it all starts from that vibrational effect from those mitochondria being challenged.
Wow. So would you say that these non-native EMFs are the biggest environmental stressor that we're dealing with today?
Yeah, I would. Because we've never seen this level of an invisible stressor in the history of our existence. We really haven't, from a non-native source. And the way I can back it up reference-wise, so doctors like you can really research it and understand why I make such a bold statement. Doctors like Zach Bush will say, hey, we have 40 years of history with glyphosate, which is that herbicide, patented as an antibiotic that is in Roundup that has been causing cancer for decades. Now people are starting to become aware of it. I'll go back to say from Arthur Furstenberg's work. Have you read the book, The Invisible Rainbow?
No, but I'll make a note.
Okay. So this one is everyone's new Bible. It's The Invisible Rainbow by Arthur Furstenberg. He categorized the history of electricity and life. And this goes back to 1889 and before that. And he time stamps this whole period. We didn't have the flu season here before that time because they were from cosmic shifts in the atmosphere, he says. And then not until we introduced electricity into our homes in 1889 was the flu here to stay. And then the big spikes where we have pandemics, where it was the Spanish flu in 1918, and then the Hong Kong flu, and then World War II, those were specific times where we introduced radio waves and then satellites and then radar in World War II. And then obviously the last couple years, it's been 5G. So these are direct correlations to increased shifts in our electromagnetic blanket of an atmosphere with man-made waveforms that are 10 zeros faster of a one-directional polarizing wave than we're built on. And how that's possible is because our environment is our air, and that air is plasma and ether, and waves and particles travel through that. So
right.
That's how we can all be affected at one time.
Yeah. Just as a gentle reminder, light is both particle and wave. So just the fact that we're receiving sunlight every day, we are, obviously always affected by waveforms coming to us and through us and around us. And so I can definitely see how these non-native waves that have been introduced through different technologies, it just stands to reason that it couldn't be benign, and that we really need to start taking it seriously. And this is not just you know, some fringe woo-woo.
It's not.
It's not.
And Dr. Lara, I want to emphasize this. Huberman, Dr. Huberman, Huberman Labs is a huge podcast, one of the top ones out there. He had a guest that's doing, he's the lead doctor for Neuralink, which they're putting brain stuff in to talk to the brain. And they asked him about Bluetooth, you know, for the brain. He's like, oh, there's nothing to worry about. That guy couldn't be further from the truth. And as brilliant as people can be, the dissonance between what is reality and the awareness of the connection to nature is so lost. And it blows my mind how someone so brilliant can miss out on the most key elements of physics and waveforms of how we're made. Because if this guy was really as connected as he, you know, feels he is, he would understand that when we're sleeping, our brainwave states 1 or below 1 to 8 hertz or waves per second when you're in a delta or theta brainwave state. The mm-hmm. Schumann resonance of the earth, the healing pulse of the earth, is measured at 7.83 hertz or waves per second, depending on the season. So we rev one with the universe. When our athletes are in the flow state, they're in an alpha brainwave state, 8 to about 13 hertz or waves per second. These are 2.45 billion waves per second of a one-directional waveform. The resonance of the earth and how we emit is all unpolarized. And he's like, oh, there's ionizing charges all around us. Yeah, but they're unpolarized waveforms that aren't disruptive. They're enhancing for us. Yeah, you can get a sunburn if you're out too long. But again, these are beneficial physics components to nature that we have to coexist with. And we're built on that and we're one with. And if we're, and I say have to, because if you're not out there, you're going to get the symptoms of disease when you get disconnected from nature and live in an electrical box of a home and wear shoes and you're not out in the sunlight.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think just to piggyback off what you just said, that yes, it's always interesting to me when we have scientific experts that they know the laws of the universe and you know, the ins and outs of chemistry, physics, biology. And yet when you ask them, you know, a certain question like that, they completely deny that there's a connection. It's like, no, we are the same components as the stars, as the sun, as the earth. You know, we are really all one. We might manifest in different physical forms, but what we're made of is all the same, and we operate off of all the same physical laws of the universe. So
exactly.
I think that's important for everyone to remember too, which is why nature is so therapeutic. Just getting out for a walk, breathing, you know, taking deep breaths, even maybe just sitting at the base of a tree and, you know, like breathing deeply. So many of those things can really be healing, rebalancing, resetting for us, which is so important, like you said, when we're living in electrical boxes of houses and things like that. So
yes. Dr. Lara, we have this living collective intelligence matrix surrounding us as a universe, and we're all one. We're this holograph of light, essentially, and everything has a resonance, and in our bodies, this is living collective tissue matrix, and that's really the framework of the existence for everything in nature. And so to think that we're above it or beyond it, or we can introduce technology into it and it doesn't change anything, it's really short-sighted. So the meta universe and the disconnect to reality of getting people in this technology world where they're not feeling and they're not connecting to the resonance of nature and getting outside and living and breathing and sweating and exercising and grounding and understanding that, hey, this soil is, we're one with the soil. Tom Cowan, MD, says it best. Like, he went from medical doctor to being a regenerative biodynamic farmer because he really understands that we're so one with the soil. We're built on fungus and bacteria and viruses to the tune of 10 to the 31 viruses, you know, in us and around us at all times, like Zach Bush says. There are adaptive systems. Going back to this Arthur Furstenberg book, when you broadcast a contagion, we're going to start to experience these symptoms just as if you were to pollute an ocean, the dolphins would get sick. They're polluting our air, but yet no one's talking about our air being polluted. They think it's some virus flying around to kill people. That's our adaptive system. It's a dead protein. It doesn't eat, doesn't reproduce, it doesn't derive energy. It's self-limiting by nature. It's a system upgrade. It's not designed to kill the host. So I really want to help people unlearn a lot of what we've been taught and understand this physics interplay between one-directional waveforms that are polarizing versus unpolarized waveforms, which is the framework of all creation.
So, okay, so let's talk about some of the other, we talked about cell phones, but, you know, there's this huge push for electric cars, and I will even say, like, I myself have one, because honestly, it's a lot cheaper to charge my car at home than it is to put gasoline in it in the state of California, which is where I live too. So, so would you say that what would you say the impact of electric cars are on the planet in the context of these non-native EMF waves?
Well, I had a colleague that was, I work with a lot of professional athletes for many years, and one of the colleagues got hired as a blood analysis to go and work with the military. He did some blood work and he threw in a variable of guys and girls driving electric cars. And it was his biggest marker change of 18% lower testosterone.
Oh, wow.
So when you're sitting on a massive battery, there's no health book that will ever showcase that as being good for your health. So unfortunately, the electric cars for me, the Teslas, just all the newer electric cars are, there's so much of a battery in it that it's too much vibration for our body. It's in the dirty electricity spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Plus you get all the milligauss from the dashboard, plus the whole thing self-driving. Essentially, we're really dehydrating and aging ourselves a lot quicker with it. And creating tremendous hormonal shifts for people. And if you're in the 25 to 45 range, you can kind of be more resilient to it. But any before and after those times, you're going to start to really feel it. Quite honestly, I won't sit in an electric car because I feel awful when I do. Mm-hmm. My private parts ache, like my body aches. It's too much vibration and resonance. I do lots of applied kinesiology, and it's a really strong resonance for me inside of it. So I would encourage everyone that does drive an electric car to go back to a smaller battery, you know, of a car, and you're going to start to feel the benefits of it with your health and not age as quickly. The batteries itself, although it might be more feasible right now, maybe, they're still mined with coal and cadmium and these precious minerals.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get more fuel efficient as you drive them. You have to use the grid to use the battery, and then we're filling up our landfills with acid, with dead batteries, because they don't only last about a decade. They're not a long-term play. So electricity in it, plus the infrastructure is not there for everyone to go. 45% of our U.S. lives in apartments. We don't have the infrastructure built out for it. So it just, to me, it's a big marketing ploy. And it doesn't make sense in any way, shape, or form. And for the health side of things, it doesn't make sense at all. And we go back to these unpolarized waveforms. Well, there's a name for them. And from your previous podcast, they're called scalar waves. And that's the framework of every resonance and waveform on our planet. And when we're disrupted in that close of proximity surrounding us, wow, it's super challenging.
Okay, wow. That's a lot to digest and think about. Thank you. I hope everyone out here like takes that and like sits with it for a minute and thinks about all of the implications, both for our bodies, for our, you know, our communities and the planet, because none of that is, you know, a light concept, so to speak.
Yeah, and Dr. Lara, the cool thing is we can coexist with this stuff. So if people just really feel that they want to keep it, and there's Tesla owners that love their Tesla and won't ever get rid of it and what have you, you can convert these one directional waveforms. It's physics. So we can coexist with this stuff. You can sleep with your routers, you know, on and have full connectivity when you're sleeping if you really want it. I encourage people not to. I encourage proximity protocols for us to understand what is man-made versus native waveforms and develop proximity protocols. But through nature and grounding, our grounding bags in particular for the home and the cars and solar on homes, they become the answer for people to be able to coexist with non-native waveforms.
And when you say proximity protocols, are you saying like those things like, you know, when, you know, because there is some advice out there to like turn your routers off at night, and you can get, I've seen these out on the market, like little cages that you can put over your electrical box on your house that supposedly block EMF as well. So are those things that you mean? Like maybe
yes.
take off your smartwatch when you're sleeping.
Right. So the stressors, let's dive into the stressors a little bit.
Okay.
We measure these in electricity, dirty electricity, and wireless signals. There's meters on the market that you can buy that meter the speed of the wavelengths in each of those categories. So electricity would be in milligauss, 50 to 60 waves per second. Dirty electricity would be in amps to volts, 4,000 to 100,000 waves per second. The wireless signals will be anywhere from 50 million to billions of waves per second. So we can get meters to point a meter up to this thing, and then it will start screaming. Like my cell phone will scream. It mm-hmm. meters the meter out. It's so strong. They're making these signals so strong. So you can easily quantify it with meters and purchase three different types of meters to go around your home. Or you can just say, hey, that's an electrical outlet. You know, this is plugged in. It's electrical. But to be able to test how bad the solar is in your home, get a Stetzer electric meter, and that'll measure the amps to volts. And most homes, not most, but all homes that I've tested in the last decade with the Stetzer electric meter that had solar on them were three times higher than a safe home, what the level is for considered a safe home. So we can get the meters to measure it, but all electricity, dim switches on your lights, lights with transformers, the new LED lights have transformers in them. That'll kick off a lot of dirty electricity. Bad wiring in your home, and then you go into solar on the home, unfortunately causes that dirty electricity. The smart meters, which they have those coverings over, because those are two-way routers. So what they do is they ping inside your house every 7 to 15 seconds. So it's a huge privacy challenge. That's why we're able to opt out. They don't care about our health, but they'll give in on the privacy.
Mm-hmm.
So you can opt out of a smart meter and go back to analog, and that'll quiet that resonance. So it won't be like having a cell tower on your home. Because the documentary movie, Take Back Your Power,
mm-hmm.
Josh Del Sol made it, Fantastic. I recommend everyone check it out, but it kind of gives the history of the smart meters, and they're super challenging for us. That sporadic pulsing is really different for our body to adjust to. And then when we're sleeping, even worse, because your brain tries to figure out what's pinging it. And you go into what we call the twilight sleep, so you don't get into those deep restorative sleeps. Mm-hmm. So there's that, and then you go into all the wireless connections, like your Wi-Fi routers, smart meters, wireless printers, cell phones, laptops, all the wireless devices. You never want to have laptops on your lap, even though they call it a laptop. That's a battery with a router right in it over your reproductive organs that mm-hmm. the women's ovaries absorb 10 times the amount of radiation than any other part of the body. So put a Faraday bag as a buffer in between the computer and your body, have a grounding bag in the bed to quiet down the resonance, then you could start to do some of this stuff. But those are the proximity protocols to it. Avoid driving the electric cars what else? Oh, avoid the Bluetooth, avoid wearing the wireless technology, the smartwatches, because they're tracking every step you take. They know everything about you. So from a privacy standpoint, security standpoint, it's huge. But the radiation of them, it's real. Those are billions of waves per second localized, you know, on your wrist or in your inner ear. And that's an airway canal directly to your brain. So yeah. There's no skull there. That's an airway canal. So you're getting, if you have ear pods or earbuds in, that's about 2.45 billion waves per second of a one-directional waveform in your inner ear, localized. And if you do that over extended periods of time, our bodies are so resilient, but that's where the challenges really can arise, is over a long period of time. It's more of a slow cook process.
Mm-hmm. Would you say, like, even the Aura ring, that tracker, like even something that small around your finger?
Even something that small is disruptive, because it's going to be in the Bluetooth range or billions of waves per second, and then you're sleeping close to your head. Again, a vibrational resonance, not even close to the resonance of nature. We want to get our room in our bedrooms as close as we can to the resonance of nature, right? So turn your electricity off in each bedroom at night. Have an electrician create a switch, and you can override it, but it goes on a timer. So when you're sleeping for, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours a night, there's no one-directional waveforms pinging. Your phones are on airplane mode. Everything's charged out of your room. Electricity's off in your bedroom. Your router, your Wi-Fi router, if you have one, goes off at that same time as well. And even better yet, hardwire. Get it fiber optic. It's faster, safer. It's more reliable. A safer means security-wise, and then more reliable. There's nothing, storms won't disrupt your signal. And then there's minimal health challenges with having it hardwired. So right now, this phone's on airplane mode. I'm hardwired in my computer. So and any vibrational resonance that I have a grounding bag on my desk at all times. So I'm doing this proximity protocol with this stuff, being super productive, having incredible conversations with doctors all around the country and sharing this information with everyone and keeping my vitality and my life force up.
Excellent. Excellent. So I have a question about your grounding bag. So you said it's just sitting on your desk. So how large is its field? You said ours is about 6 feet. And so I would assume that you, or there's some way to verify the field of your bag so that you know that it is, you know, at least clearing out, I would say, a certain, like, radius around you.
So we've had applied kinesiology doctors muscle tested up to about 70 feet around you, just
to
swim back.
Okay.
So that'll clear a resonance around you. Our protocols are 5 together to clear 2,000 square feet, and you put those on the floor of your home. We do have a mini grounding bag for on-the-go protection. So the mini is for your body only. So for a purse, a pocket, or a backpack, and you will muscle test strong holding a phone, being on the phone, having earbuds and on a phone with a mini on you in your purse, pocket, or backpack. So that's per person. So the resonance of these crystals are super strong, and the reason is we hand mine them, and they have moisture with the magnetic properties. So shungite, amethyst, black tourmaline, all the other known crystals that help with EMF only have magnetic properties. Ours will dry out. They'll last 2 to 10 years, depending on as long as you keep them out of extreme heat. So they'll last for years. And as long as they're in solid form, they're helping you ground and kicking off a resonance to create a coherence, a balance between us and the non-native.
Are the are your bags there a combination of all those crystals you just listed or not?
No, it's
completely
just
different.
Right, totally different.
Oh, okay.
They're colloid crystals, so it's only one crystal inside of them, and that means that they've been compressed from an underground water source, so they have both the moisture with the magnetic. So the resonance of them, we hand mine them, we preserve the moisture content of them, we deploy it in this, and this is the answer for anyone who's EMF sensitive, anyone who gets headaches with wearing their or having their phone next to their head or wearing earbuds or dealing with electric cars or just going out in public now because they have satellites everywhere and this whole Internet of Things is a lot in some of the bigger cities. Where do you live again?
Lake Tahoe, California.
Okay, so you're up north.
Okay. Mm-hmm,
yeah. So there's a lot of EMF up there. Mm-hmm. You know, they put towers on the mountains. There's a lot going on all throughout California now. So these are a way to bring nature to your home and create that resonance, that same resonance, that human resonance that we would get outside. This would be like walking barefoot in a bag, and you bring that to your home, your bed, your desk, your car seat, and now we can coexist with this stuff without our vitality being chipped away.
Yeah. I just have thought of something. What about dry infrared saunas? I've heard mixed messages about the EMF in those. What is your opinion on those?
Well, there's a lot of EMF in all the gray technologies out there.
Okay.
So I use a grounding bag when I do those.
Okay.
So I use the Vibe Sound Bed, which is an infrared, but I have red lights. I use GRT lights, and I have another laser that I use as well. So I use a lot of red light therapy. But I do it with a grounding bag whenever I'm using technology. So if I'm laying on a sound bed and there's two transducers in the bed, there's Wi-Fi right next to me. I'm going into a theta brainwave state instantly. I'm clearing any extra vibration that would be coming from the electricity in them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still getting the clearness of the resonance of what the products is designed to help facilitate healing. So
okay.
Any technology, whether it's BrainTap or all these other products out there, the spas, the saunas, you want to have the grounding bag on you or next to you or touching whatever you're using, because there are some incredible systems out there, PEMF stuff. I mean, all the stuff is fantastic about increasing your vitality and your life force and helping your resonance get stronger. But there is that interplay with, oh, it's using Wi-Fi, or, oh, it's plugged in the wall, or, oh, you know, so you're charged to the level of the outlet. So let's clear that vibration and let the good shine through from all these incredible products out there.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, so tell us where we can find your work and your products.
Athleticism.com is what I started 25 years ago. It's spelled athletic. ISM.com, for those of you that can't spell, there it is. Wrote a book on it. But EMFrocks.com is where you can find the grounding bags and And we do sell them through doctor clinics as well. So they're an amazing solution.
Awesome. Is there anything else that you want to bring forward before we finish up today?
Yes. Get grounded by nature, everyone, because it's your nature. Get outside. Connect to the resonances. Those are the pillars for health, is gardening and putting your hands in the soil, being a producer, growing your own food, smiling, living, loving, touching, breathing, exercising, sweating, getting the light, connecting to people. Like literally, those are the pillars for health and getting grounded by nature. It's probably the one missed biggest element, because Eileen McCusick will say our body acts like a body battery. We get the negative charge from the earth. We pull those electrons. We get the positive charge from the unpolarized light of the sun. We breathe in the minerals through different, you know, environments. And then hopefully we get it from our food, and we get the conductivity from amazing water. Like literally that's how our body battery works. So get outside, get grounded by nature, and feed your body with chemical-free food and water, and live for life.
Yeah, can't say it any better. Well, thank you so much, Justin. It was great to meet you and to have you on the show, and I appreciate everything that you've been studying and all the things that you're doing out there. It's really, I think, adding value to the planet, so thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Lara.
All right, everyone, there will be a show notes page with all of these fabulous links and all the resources that he listed. So if you didn't get a chance to take notes during the show, no worries. We'll take care of that for you. So just head over to drlaramay.com/podcast to find all the show notes. So thank you, everybody, and we'll catch you on the next episode.